Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
我们请打开启示录。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
We'll begin with verse 9.
我们要从第九节开始。
And read through this chapter.
彼此读到这一章的末了。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，身在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
I became in the Spirit on the Lord's day.And I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音和吹号说，
Saying what thou seest, write in a book and send to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamos and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea.
你所看见的，当写在书上。打与以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、沙迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
And I turned back to see the voice which spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man.Clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, and girt about at the breast with a golden girdle.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
His head and hair white like white wool as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛如雪，眼目如同火焰。
And his feet like fine brass, as burning in a furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
And having in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword going forth, and his countenance as the sun shines in his power.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑。面貌如同烈日放光。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I'm the first and the last and the living one.
我一看见，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
And I became dead, and behold, I'm living to the ages of ages, and have the keys of death and of Hades.
又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Write therefore what thou hast seen, and the things that are, and the things that are about to be about after these.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事并将来必成的事都写出来。
The mystery of the seven stars which thou hast seen on thy right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are angels of the seven churches and the seven lampstands are seven churches.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，灯台就是七个教会。
Chapter 2, verse 7, the first sentence.
第二章第七节的头一句话。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
May we look the Lord in prayer.
我们再用祷告来仰望主。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee for inviting us to Thy table.
主，我们感谢你邀请我们到你的桌子面前。
We thank Thee for the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins.
感谢主为着我们的罪流血。
We thank thee for the body that was broken.
我们感谢你为我们拨开的身体。
That we might be united with thee.
我们就能够与主联合。
As one body.
好像一个身体。
Oh, how we praise and thank thee for the privilege of such communion.
我们实在感觉何等能够这样子与主有交通。
That we may commune with thee and with one another.
不但与主交通，我们也彼此交通。
Lord, what can we say but to bow down and worship thee?
主，我们实在没有其他的话，我们只能匍匐来敬拜你。
And we do thank thee that thou dost gather us again to hear thy word.
我们也感谢你再次召集我们来听你的话。
Speak, thy servants hear it.
请主说话，我们仆人都在这里静听。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. By the grace of God, we have been meeting for these days.
在靠主的恩典，我们仍然能够聚集。
As we mentioned before, we focus.Our whole attention on just one thing.
这一次我们整个注意力都集中在一件事上。
And that is this matter of vision.
这就是讲到意象。
The heavenly vision.
这属天的意象。
And you will notice that the word vision that we use is singular in number.
当我们讲到意象的时候，这个字是单数的。
Of course, in the scripture, you can find many visions.
当我们在读圣经的时候，有许多的意象。
And yet, there is one vision that is all inclusive.
但是这里却有一个意象，它是包括所有的意象的。
And that is the vision that every believer must see.
这是所有信徒都应该知道的意象。
It is a vision that was given to the apostles.
这是给使徒们的意象。
A vision that was given to Peter, to Paul, and to John.
这个意象不但给了彼得，也给了保罗，也给了约翰。
Even though they received this vision as different individuals.
虽然当他们看见意象的时候，他们所看见的是不同。
And what they see seems to be in different, there is some difference there.
他们个人所看见的都好像不太一样。
And yet we find that these are but the development, but the parts of the one vision.
但是我们发现他们所看见的都是这个完备意象的一部分。
So, as a matter of fact, it is just one heavenly vision.
在实际上来说，他们所看见的不过都是同样的一个意象。
It is a vision that controls our whole spiritual life.
这个意象要来管制我们整个属灵的生活。
A vision that gives us direction.
这个意象给我们方向。
And it gives us the way to walk towards that direction.
给我们在地上有一条道路。
It gives us the strength to go forward.
给我们在地上有一个力量能够行走。
It is the vision of Christ.And the church.
这就是那基督和教会的意象。
This is the mystery of the gospel.
这是福音的奥秘。
To Peter, we find the vision is given as a preparation.
当这个意象给彼得的时候，这个意象是一个预备的一件事。
And to Paul, we find that it is being developed.
这个意象给保罗的时候，那个意象已经往前又发展。
And to John, we find that it has reached its consummation.
等到这个意象到达约翰的时候，这个意象已经接近完成。
But the vision is just one.
但他们所看的意象仍然只有一个。
We need to see Christ.
我们需要看见基督。
We need to see who he is.
我们需要认识他是谁。
What he is.To God and to us.
他对于神是谁？他对于我们，他是谁？
Oftentimes, our understanding of Jesus is too limited.
常常我们对耶稣的认识是非常的有限。
We need to see him as God sees him.
我们需要像用神的眼光来看他。
We need to have a wider horizon of our Lord Jesus.
我们需要有更全面的来看我们的主。
And we need also to see what really the church is.
我们也需要能够认识到底教会是什么。
That it may not be just a theory to us.
这个不只是一个理论。
That it becomes something that is very real to our life.
要成为我们生活里面一件实际的事。
So a deeper understanding of Christ and of His church is essential to us.
对教会和基督有更深的认识，对我们是非常重要。
Now in the past, we shared together on the vision given to Peter.
我们已经交通过给彼得的意象
and also the vision given to Paul
也交通过给保罗的意象
This morning, God willing, we would like to share together on the vision given to John the Apostle
今天早上主愿意的话我们要交通约翰所看见的意象
It is called the Patmos vision
这是巴摩海岛上的意象
Now John, as we know, is the first among the first twoof the disciples who follow the Lord Jesus.
约翰是主耶稣所呼召的头两个门徒当中的一个。
And among the 12 apostles, he was the last who remained on earth.
在十二个使徒当中，他是最后一个仍然留在世界上的。
The Bible said, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus, he was exiled to the island called Patmos.
在圣经上记载说为着神的道和神的见证他就被放逐到巴摩海岛上
Probably the word of God as you read the book of Revelation probably it refers to the Old Testament
当我们在这个旧启示录这里讲到神的话很可能是指的旧约
Because at that time they do not have the New Testament that we have today
那个时候他们还没有我们今天所有的新约圣经
The Old Testament is the Word of God
旧约就是神的话
The five books of Moses the prophets and the Psalms
摩西的 五卷书先知书和诗篇
But the Word of God testify to one person
但这些神的话都向我们见证出同样一个人
They testify Jesus
他们见证耶稣
So you find for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
所以在这里面不但讲到神的道，也讲到耶稣做的见证。
Because Jesus is the fulfillment of all that was written in the word of God.
因为耶稣就来实现在圣经上所有说的一切的预言。
And this is what the apostles proclaimed in their days.
这是使徒在那个时代他们所宣告的
As you read the book of Acts
当我们读使徒行传的时候
You will find their message to the world is this
他们当时对世界的信息就是这样
That whatever was written in the Moses book of Moses Psalms and the prophets are all fulfilled in Christ Jesus
他们的信息就是在摩西在先知在诗篇里面所说到的事已经应验在基督的身上
and because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus
因为神的道和耶稣的见证
John was exiled to the island called Patmos
这个约翰就被放逐在拔摩的海岛上
during the reign of Domitian he was exiled to Patmos
就在那个时候他被放逐在拔摩的海岛上
Patmos was a little island in the Aegean Sea
这个拔摩是在爱琴海的一个小岛上
It was a rocky island
是一个非常多 石头的一个岛
And probably he was exiled there to be a slave labor
他那个时候很可能被放逐在那里做一个奴工
To work in the mines
在矿里面做一个矿工
Now, while he was there,
当他在那里的时候
on the Lord's day,
在主日的时候
probably he was sitting on a rock.
很可能他是坐在一块石头的上面
and he was looking towards the east.
他就向着东来看
because if it was a clear day,
因为那天是一个晴朗的天气
you can see the outline of the coast of Asia Minor.
你就可以看到整个小亚细亚的那个海岸。
Before he was exiled,
在他被放逐以前
he was laboring for the Lord in Asia Minor.
那个时候他是在小亚细亚在那里为主工作。
Or the Roman province of Asia.
那是罗马的一个省份。
And not the continent of Asia.
并不是现在所认识的亚洲的大陆。
It is a Roman province of Asia.
那个时候是罗马的一个省份。
You know, Paul used by the Lord to started the churches there in Asia.
在小亚细亚那里神借着保罗在那里开始了许多的教会。
You remember he was in Ephesus for 3 years.
保罗在以弗所有三年之久。
So in Asia, there were a number of churches in different cities.
因此在小亚细亚有许多的教会在不同的城市里。
But then we find that Paul and Peter, they were martyred.
然后
Paul and Peter.
然后当保罗和彼得殉道以后
they were martyred in the 60s.
他们在六十年的时候
And evidently God sent John to Asia to continue the work there.
然后神就差遣约翰继续在小亚细亚
圣灵服事 So before John was exiled, he was actually laboring in these cities in Asia.
当约翰在放逐以前他乃是在小亚细亚那里服事
He was like a shepherd to the flocks.
他在那里好像一个牧人一样。
But now he was exiled.
但现在他被放逐了。
So without doubt, on the Lord's day, he must be thinking about the brothers and sisters in Asia.
因此当主日的时候，他的心里一定是在思想在小亚细亚的弟兄姊妹。
How he longed that he may see them again.
他实在非常盼望能够再看见他们。
How he longed that he may continue to minister to them.
他盼望他能够再一次的在他们当中服侍他们。
He must be wondering what happened to these churches.
他一定在担心他们当中发生了什么样的事。
And as he was thinking about them,
当他在思想他们的时候
suddenly he heard a voice behind him.
突然他就听见他后面有一个声音
like a trumpet,
好像一个吹号的声音
saying that what you see, right,to the seven churches in Asia.
说你要把你所看见的写信给在小亚细亚的七个教会。
So he turned back to see the voice.
然后他就转身来看那个说话的声音。
And the Bible tells us he saw a vision.
然后圣经告诉我们他就看见一个异象。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他看到七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the seven lampstands,There was one like the Son of Man.
在灯台中间有一位好像人子。
Now this is what we call the Patmos vision.
这就是我们所说的巴摩的异象。
Now these seven lampstands represent the seven churches in Asia.
这个七个灯台就代表在小亚细亚的七个教会。
Because this was explained to John.
因为神已经将这件事解释给约翰。
And we find that at the end of the first chapter, he was told that the mystery of the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
在第一章的最后就告诉他，在七个灯台就是七个教会。
The seven churches are in Asia.
这七个教会在亚洲。
But in the sight of God or before God,They are seven golden lampstands.
但在神的眼光的当中，他们是七个金灯台。
Now, if you remember, in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle,
如果你记得的话，在旧约里面讲到那个会幕的时候
，there in the holy place, there was a golden lampstand.
在那个圣所的当中有一个金灯台。
It was a golden lampstand with seven branches.
那一个金灯台有七个枝子。
Now that speaks of the unity.
那讲到合一。
In typology, it speaks of the unity of the church.
从仪表里面来讲，是讲到教会的合一。
But here you find seven golden lampstands.
但是在这里面，我们却看到有七个金灯台。
And each lampstand represents a church logo.
每一个灯台就代表当地的教会。
It speaks of the responsibility of each church to the testimony of Jesus.
这就说明每一个当地的教会他们都要为主做见证。
Now, brothers and sisters, whatever you may see on earth about the churches,
不管我们在教会里，在地上所看见有关教会的事，
let us remember that before God, a church is a golden lampstand.
但是我们都不要忘记，对于神来讲，教会就是一个金灯台。
Now, what is a lampstand?
到底什么是灯台？
A lampstand is a standthat holds and lift up light.
一个灯台就是站立在那里，他们乃是在那里曾抓住一个光。
You remember in Matthew chapter 5,
在马太第五章，
The Lord Jesus said, you do not light a light and put it under a bushel.
他说你不可以把一个灯台放在斗子底下。
When you light a light, you put it on the lampstand.
当你有一个灯的时候，你就把这个灯放在灯台的上面。
That all in the house may see the light.
整个那个屋子都能够看见这个光。
And in Mark chapter 4, you find it is said.
在马可福音第四章这样说。
You do not put a lampstand under a couch.
你不会把一个灯台放在椅子底下。
But you put it on a lampstand.
你放在灯台的上面。
And in Luke 11, you find that you do not put a lamp in a secret place or hide it.
在路加福音十一章说，你不会把一个灯台隐藏起来。
You put it on a lampstand.
你放在灯台的上面。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What does it mean when you put a lamp under, in a bushel?
到底说把灯放在一个斗子底下是什么意思？
Now, bushel is a measurement.
这个斗是一个测量的一个工具。
So it signifies that you do not put a light under a bushel.
就是我们不能够把这个灯放在一个斗子底下。
Now, it means that you do not try to hide the light under the ease of life.
你不能够把这个灯摆在一个能够隐藏的地方。
You put it under the anxiety of your living. What shall I eat? What I drink? What shall I be dressed with?
我们不能够把这个灯台就好像放在我们对于生活的这个经营的当中。
Because if we are occupied with all these things, the light will be hidden.
如果我们的生活里面都是这样忙忙碌的话，我们就把这个灯隐藏起来了。
Or you do not put a light under the couch.
你也不能把这个灯放在一个椅子底下。
And the couch speaks of the comfort of life.
这个椅子呢，就讲到我们生活的享受。
How we need to live a very comfortable, easy life.
我们都盼望能够过一个舒适的生活。
And by doing that, the light is being hidden.
如果我们注重这些享受的话，
the、
这个灯就被隐藏了。
The light must be put on the lampstand.
那个灯一定要放在灯台的上面。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the church is a lampstand.
教会是一个灯台。
The church is not the light.
教会不是那个灯。
The light is our Lord Jesus.
这个灯是我们的主耶稣基督。
He is the light of the world.
他就是世界的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
在他里面有生命，这个生命就是人的光。
And the church is the light holder.
这个教会不过是来承受这个光的。
We do not preach ourselves.
我们不是传扬我们自己。
We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们传基督并他钉十字架。
We do not preach the church.
我们也不传扬教会。
We preach Christ.
我们传扬基督。
The church is not an end, it is but a means to an end.
教会不是一个终点，教会只是能够达到那个终点的一个方法。
It is unfortunate when people's emphasis is on the church instead of on Christ.
当今天我们把重点放在教会而不放在基督上，这是一件不幸的事。
Because the church is for Christ.
因为教会是为着基督的。
It is a light holder, it is not the light itself.
教会不过是来承受这个光，并不是这个光。
Therefore, it is our responsibility to lift up Christ Jesus.
我们的责任就是要把基督高举起来。
We are not to lift up the church, because if we do that, we lift up ourselves.
我们不是要高举教会，因为那就是高举我们自己。
But the lampstand is important.
但是这个灯台是重要。
The light needs the lampstand.
那个灯需要。
Because without the lampstand, the light cannot shine bright and wide.
没有这个灯台，那个光就不能够向四方这样散出。
The testimony of Jesus is not able to spread out.
耶稣基督的见证就没有办法广传。
The church is the vessel for the testimony of Jesus.
教会就是为主耶稣做见证的器皿。
Now, in order to be that vessel.
我们为了要成为这个器皿
，there must be a suitability to the testimony.
我们需要能够达到一定的标准，能够做这个见证。
Therefore, you find that lampstand is made of pure gold.
因此，你就发现这个灯台乃是用金金做的。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you read the book of Exodus,
如果我们读出埃及记的话
，you will find that all the vessels in the tabernacle.
你发现在会幕里面所有的器皿
aside of course from the brazen sea
除了那个铜座以外, 铜座以外
you find that all the other vessels they are made of wood but covered with gold
你看其他的器皿它们都是用木头做的但是包着金金
we know that wood in the scripture signifies the humanNature.
在圣经里面木就是代表人的天然
and gold represents the nature of God
而金金乃是代表神的本性
and very strangely you find all the vessels in the holy place and the holiest of all made of wood and overlaid with gold
也很奇怪的所有的器皿不但是在圣所和至圣所里面都是木头包着金金
But there is one vessel which is made of pure gold only.
只有一个器皿，它是完全用金金做的。
And that is the golden lampstand.
那就是金灯台。
You know, the table of showbread is made of wood, but overlaid with gold.
那陈设饼的桌子是木头做的，但包着金金。
And the altar.Of incense is made of wood, overlaid with gold.
这个金香坛也是用木头做的，但包着金金。
Even the ark in the holiest of all is made of wood, but overlaid and inlaid with gold.
甚至约柜也是用木头做的，包着金金。
It is very strange. You find that the lampstand has no wood in it, but only pure gold.
很奇妙的。只有在金灯台的身上呢，你找不到一点木头。
Now when you think of the church,
当我们想到教会的时候
，Now what is a church?
到底什么是教会
？You will say the church is made of people.
你说教会是人组成的。
Made of wood.
好像是木头组成的。
It should be filled with wood.
应该充满的都是木头。
That is what the church is.
那是教会。
I think we know better that the church is not a building.
我们知道教会不是一个建筑物。
We know that church is people.
教会就是人。
Those who, whom the Lord has called out of the world.
这些相信主的人已经被主从世界上呼召出来。
And they gathered together unto the name of the Lord Jesus, that is the church.
他们聚在一起在耶稣的名的底下就成为教会。
So you will think that of all the vessels in the tabernacle, surely the lampstand should be made of wood.
所以我们都会想在金灯台这个器皿里面呢应当是有木头的。
Maybe overlaid with gold.
可能包着金金。
But probably mainly is wood.
但是大部分呢都应该是木头。
But strangely you find the Spirit of God tells us that lampstand, which represents the church before God, is made of pure gold.
但是圣灵却是这样，写这个金灯台却是用金金造成的。
You remember that verse in the scripture.
你记得在经文里面这样说。
When it speaks of the church,
当讲到教会的时候，
it says there is neither Jew nor Gentile.
他说就没有犹太人，也没有外邦人。
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision.
也没有受割礼的，也没有不受割礼的。
Neither barbarians or Scythians.
也没有化外人，也没有受教的人。
Neither bondman or freeman.
也没有奴隶，也没有自由人。
But it is Christ all and in all.
只有基督。他是在一切之上，又在一切之中。
How is it possible?
这是怎么可能呢？
We say the church is made up of Jews and Gentiles.
我们说教会里面是有犹太人，也有外邦人。
On the day of Pentecost, you find the Jews were baptized into one body.
在五旬节的时候，你看到犹太人受浸。进入了教会。
And on the, in the house of Cornelius, you'll find the Gentiles were too baptized into that one body.
在哥林流的家里面，你看见外邦人也受浸归入教会。
So the church is composed of Jews and Gentiles.
所以教会里面有犹太人，也有外邦人。
But the scripture says, the church, there is no Jew nor Gentile.
但是经文明明说，在教会里面没有犹太人，也没有外邦人。
When a Jew comes into the church, there's no more Jew.
当一个犹太人进到教会以后，就少了一个犹太人。
You cannot call yourself a Hebrew Christian.
你不能告诉自己说我是希伯来的基督徒。
And when the Gentile comes to the church,
当一个外邦人进入了教会，
there is no more American or Chinese.
我们就没有美国人，也没有中国人。
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
这是件奇妙的事。
The Jew is gone, the Gentile is gone.
这个犹太人也不见了，这个外邦人也不见了。
The circumcision is gone, the uncircumcision is gone.
这个受割礼的不见了，这个不受割礼的也不见了。
The barbarian is gone, and the physicians, which is the most barbarous people, are gone.
这些就是这些没有受教的化外的人也不见了。
You know, in the sight of God, there is no civilized people.
在神的眼光里面，没有一些人是文明的人。
We were all barbarians and more barbarous.
我们都是那些很野蛮的人。
And there is no bondman or freeman.
也没有奴隶了，也没有自由的人。
All that is natural, that is of man, are gone.
所有人天然里面的东西都不见了。
When you come into the church,
当你进到教会里面，
you cannot bring the human side into the church.
你不能够把人性里面的东西带到教会里。
Whether it is culture,
不管是文化，
whether it is language,
不管是语言，
whether it is status,
不管是你的地位，
whether it is the human nature,
不管你是个性，
everything, when you come into the church,
所有的东西当你进入教会的时候，
they have been eliminated by the cross of our Lord Jesus.
这些东西就被十字架都除去了。
So what do you see in the church?
所以在教会里面你看见什么？
You do not see a Chinese, you do not see an American.
你看不见一个中国人，你也看不见一个美国人。
You do not see a Mexican.
你看不到一个墨西哥人。
All you see is Christ.
你所看见的就是基督。
It is gold.
那是金金。
It is pure gold.
是金金。
Nothing but Christ.
没有其他的，只有耶稣。
That is the church in the sight of God.
这是神眼中的教会。
And you find that gold as you read Exodus chapter 37.
当我们读到出埃及记第37章的时候，
you find that that whole lampstand is made of one talent of gold.
这整个金灯台是用一块金子所打出来的。
It is one talent of gold.
这是一个他连德的金子。
And this talent of gold is beaten into the form of a lampstand.
这一个他连德的金子就被捶打，捶出一个金灯台。
So far as the nature of the church is concerned, it is pure gold.
我们看教会它的性质，它是金金的。
It is Christ.Himself.
是基督的自己。
It is one piece.
是一块的。
And yet, for it to become the form of a golden lampstand.
但是它要成为一个灯台的样式。
It is not being molded.
不是用模具造出来的。
You melt the gold.
你把那个金融化掉。
And you pour it into a mold.
你倒进一个模子里面。
And out comes the golden lampstand.
然后出来就是一个金灯台。
Now that's the way that the golden calf was made.
那个是那个金牛犊做出来的方法。
But that is not the way that a golden lampstand is made.
那个不是做金灯台的方法。
The golden lampstand is to be beaten into the form of a lampstand.
这个金灯台是用锤子锤出来的。
Now just you think of it.
我们就是来思想这件事。
A talent of gold.
一个他连得的金子。
And you beat and beat and beat and beat.
你就这样一直锤一直的锤打。
Until it finally takes up the shape of a lampstand.
一直等到它成为一个金灯台的样式。
Now how much beating that gold must suffer?
到底这一擦零的金子要经过多少的捶打？
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we will think that if it is wood or if it is stone, then you need to cut and cut and grind and smooth.
如果是木头的话，如果是石头的话，可能需要来找它。
But if it is gold,
但是是金的话
，if it represents Christ,
它是代表基督。
Now of course he doesn't need any more beating.
我们基督是不需要这些捶打的。
The Christ in you, the Christ in me,
在我里面的基督
，he is perfect.
它是完全的
，pure gold.
它是金金。
But strangely, you find for the Christ in you, the Christ in me, to really form the lampstand, it takes much beating.
但是要让你里面和我里面的基督一起起来成为一个金灯台的话，需要基督的捶打。
Even with the life of Christ in us,
甚至有了基督的生命在我们里面，
we need to go through together much beating.
我们要经过许多的捶打，
in order to take the form of a lamp.
好让那个灯台的形状出现。
It is the patient work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵忍耐的工作。
It is the travail of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们基督的受苦。
Until finally, His life in us are beaten together into a church.A golden lampstand.
一直等到我们里面的基督被捶打，成为一个金灯台的样式。
That golden lampstand is a beautiful lampstand.
这个金灯台是一个美丽的灯台。
You find that it has a base.
它有一个座。
It has a staff.
它有一个杆。
And then it has a cup.
还有
knob and flower.
还有杯，还有球，它还有花。
Even though it is the work of beaten work, and yet it is so exquisite, it is so beautiful.
虽然是被捶打出来的，它却是非常的美丽。
Now our God is a God of beauty.
我们的神是一个美丽的神。
And yet our God is a very practical God.
但是我们的神也是一个非常实际的神。
You know the lampstand is not for ornament.
这个金灯台不是一个装饰。
Now today you may put a lampstand as a kind of decoration.
今天很可能我们把灯台当做一个装饰品。
But our God is too economical.
我们的神是非常经济的。
He never wastes anything.
他从来不浪费任何一个东西。
It is beautiful, but it's functional.
不但是美丽的，而且是有功能的。
The lampstand is not for decoration.
这个灯台不是来装饰用的。
It is for a purpose.
它有一个目的，
and that is to uplift the light.
那个就把那个光就高举起来，
to reflect the light.
就把那个光反射出来，
to magnify the light.
就在那里彰显出来。
You have a base.
你有一个座，
and you have a stand.
你有一个杆。
You remember in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
在提摩太前书第三章
It says the church is the church of the living God.
他说这是永生神的教会。
It is the base and the pillar of truth.
是真理的柱石和根基。
So that is what the church is.
那就是教会。
It is the base and the pillar of truth.
是真理的根基和柱石。
It testifies to the truth.
他就要见证这个真理。
And you find that on the branch, you find that there is the cup, the knob, and the flower.
在那些枝上方，你会发现有杯、有球，还有花。
Now, what is a cup?
什么是杯？
You know, in the scripture, everything has its spiritual significance.
在经文上，每一件事都有属灵的意义。
The cup represents our portion.
这个杯就代表我们的份。
You remember in Psalm chapter 16, verse 5.
在诗篇第十六篇第五节的时候。
The Lord is the portion of our inheritance and of our cup.
耶和华是我杯中的份。
And he maintained our lot.
他量给我们的地界。
So the cup represents
就是我们那个杯中的份。
He is our inheritance.
他就是我们的产业。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
所有神一切的丰富都有形有体的在基督的里面。
And we are perfect in him.
我们在基督里面就完全了。
Oh, how we praise the Lord that the church is the cup. It's like a cup.
我们感谢神，这个教会呢，就像一个杯子。
And it is filled with Christ himself.
这个杯子里面就充满了基督的。
And David said, "My cup runneth over."
大卫说我的福杯满溢。
And then you have above the cup a knob.
在这个杯子上呢，就有一个球。
And what does that knob represent?
这个球代表什么
？Knob is the concentration of life.
这个球就是生命所集中的这个意思。
The life is concentrated into a knob.
这个生命就集中在一起成为一个球。
It tells of the fullness of the life of Christ.
这个球就代表神生命的丰满。
And out of that knot comes a flower.
然后在那个球上面就有一朵花。
It is the beauty of the Lord.
这个花就代表主的美丽。
It is the fruit of the Spirit.
这是圣灵的果子。
As you find in Galatians chapter 5.
在加拉太书第五章里面。
So you find the church itself is very beautiful.
你看教会是多么的美丽。
It is the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
这是代表基督的丰满，它充满一切，又在一切的里面。
And it display the beauty of the Lord.
它把基督的美丽彰显出来。
And that is what the church really is.
这就是教会。
This is the church in the eyes of God.
这是神眼中的教会。
This is the church that God desires.
这是神所要得着的教会。
Now, brothers and sisters, no matter what kind of church you see on earth.
不管今天我们在地上我们所看见的教会是什么样的光景。
Now even when you read chapter 2 and chapter 3 of the book of Revelation.
甚至我们读启示录第二章和第三章的时候。
You find that they are not very beautiful.
你看他们并不是这样的美丽。
And the Lord has to call 5 of them to repent.
五个教会神要他们悔改。
And yet before God they stand as golden lampstands.
然而在神的眼前他们就像金灯台一样。
You know, this is the kind of vision that we must see.
这是我们所需要看见的意象。
Because without such vision, we will be disappointed.
如果没有这样的意象，我们就灰心了。
We will faint.
我们就失望了。
We will feel hopeless.
我们觉得没有希望。
But thank God, before him, the church is a golden lampstand.
但是感谢神，在神的面前，教会是个金灯台。
And then John saw that in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, there was one like the Son of Man.
这一天，约翰在七个灯台的当中看见有一位好像人子。
Now, brothers and sisters, we need to see this.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要看见这个。
The seven golden lampstands serve as a background.
这七个灯台不过是一个背景。
In the foreground, you see the Son of Man.
在前面你看到人子。
So the church is always in the background.
在教会永远不过是一个背景。
Do not make the church the center of everything.
不要把教会摆在一切事物的中心。
It is a background.
它不过是背景。
It is for the purpose of magnifying Christ Jesus.
教会不过是要来彰显基督。
So in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, in the foreground, you see one like the Son of Man.
因此在教会的当中，在七个灯台的当中，你看见有一位好像人。
Why does it say like Son of Man?
为什么他说好像人子？
We know he is the Son of Man.
我们知道他就是人子。
You know, the same expression is used in the book of Daniel.
我们知道同样的一句话也用在但以理书里面。
In Daniel chapter 7,
但以理书第七章。
Daniel saw in a night vision.
但以理看到一个异象。
There was one like Son of Man coming to the Ancient of Days.
有一个人好像是一个人子。
He come to the Ancient of Days, that is to God.
他就来到神的面前。
And he received from God dominions over all the earth.
他就从神那里得到了权柄来掌管整个世界。
Now of course, this is prophecy.
你知道这个是一个预言。
So in prophetic vision, what he saw was like a son of man.
这在他的预言里面，他说他看到一位好像是人子。
Because the son of man hasn't come to the world yet.
因为人子还没有来到这个世上。
But when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主耶稣来到这个世上，
You know what he called himself?
你知道他自称为什么？
The Son of Man.
他说人子。
He is the Son of Man.
他是一个人的儿子。
He is the man that God had in his mind when he first created man.
他就是当神在创造人的时候，神心里面所有的一个模型。
Because man was created.In his image after his likeness.
因为人乃是按照神自己的形象所创造的。
Throughout history, men do not behave as man.
在人的历史上，人从来没有表现得像一个人。
Man is never the man that God, in God's creative purpose.
人从来没有达到神创造人的那个目的。
Therefore, God sent his son to the earth to be a man.
因此神就差遣他的儿子来到地上成为一个人。
And he is the man of God's heart.
他是一个合神心意的一个人。
So he called himself the son of man.
所以他自称为人子。
When he was the son of man,
当他是人的儿子的时候，
he was humble.
他是谦卑的。
And he was humiliated.
他是温柔的。
He was even rejected and crucified.
他被人拒绝，甚至被钉了十字架。
And this is the man that John knew very well.
这是约翰所认识的一个人。
Because you remember, John even leaned upon the breast of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道，约翰甚至躺在耶稣的胸怀里。
But now in that vision, he saw one like Son of Man.
但是在他的意象里面，他看见一位好像人子。
In the original, there is no article the.
在这个原文里面，他是没有这个定冠词。
It just says like Son of Man.
只是说好像人子。
It means that the emphasis is on the character.
因此，这里面的重点是在这个特点。
It is the character.Of the Son of Man.
这是那个人子里面的那个特质。
Why? Because the Son of Man is now in glory.
因为现在人子已经在荣耀的里面。
He is no longer the Son of Man in humiliation that John was familiar with.
他已经不是约翰曾经所看见那个在谦卑当中的基督。
He seems to be very different.
好像已经非常不同。
Because he is in glory.
因为他在荣耀的里面。
And yet he is the very one.
然而他却是在同样的一位。
Now, here you find in heaven.
在这里你看见在天上。
Before God.
在神的面前。
Our Lord Jesus is the royal high priest.
在他神的面前他是一个君尊的大祭司。
He is king priest.
他是最大的祭司。
King.
他是君王祭司。
There he was before God.
他在神的面前。
Not sitting there.
不是坐在那里。
Now in the Bible you find it is very interesting.
在圣经里面我们发现非常的有趣。
We find that as our Lord Jesus was risen and ascended.
我们看见耶稣升到天上。
He sits at the right hand of God.
他坐在神的右边。
Why does he sit?
为什么他坐？
Because the work is done.
因为工作已经完成。
So far as the work of redemption, atonement is concerned, it is finished.
就救赎这件事来讲。
So he sits.
已经完成了，他坐下来。
And yet you find in that vision he was standing there.
然后在意象里面，他却是站着。
Not only standing there, but he was working.
不但是站着，他在那里工作。
He was laboring there.
他在那里努力的工作。
He was ministering to the seven golden lampstands.
他在那里服侍这七个金灯台。
He was looking at these lampstands.
他在那里看这七个灯台。
Judging their conditions,
看他们的光景,
using the golden snuff to snuff off whatever needs to be taken away.
用那个剪来剪那些金灯台,
so that the light can shine bright.
让那个灯能够更加的彰显。
Now this is the present work of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣现在所做的工作。
The work of our Lord Jesus when he was on earth was to finish the work of redemption.
当基督在十字架上的时候，他是要完成救赎的工作。
And it is eternal redemption. It is finished.
那一件事情已经在永世的里面已经完成了。
He does not need to go to the cross the second time.
他不需要第二次上十字架。
You do not need to have the mass every Sunday.
我们不需要在那里望弥撒。
To re-sacrifice him on the cross.
重新把基督放在十字架上。
Once and for all.It is finished.
只要一次就已经永远完成。
So far as that is concerned, he sits.
从救赎的观点来讲，他是坐下来。
But he is not dozing on his seat.
但是他在那里坐的时候，他不是在那里打瞌睡。
We find that there is another aspect of our Lord Jesus.
我们看到有基督的另外一个方面。
Today in heaven.
今天在天上。
He is our great.High priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
No, we think of him as our high priest only personally and individually.
我们好像常常在个人的观点里面认识他是一个大祭司。
Or as a matter of fact, most believers do not even know what it means that Christ is our high priest.
很多相信主的人甚至不知道什么叫做大祭司。
We know Christ as our redeemer.
我们只认识基督是我们的救赎主。
We do not know him as our high priest.
我们不认识他是我们的大祭司。
And if you don't know him as our high priest, how can you live your Christian life?
如果我们不知道他是我们的大祭司，我们怎么样过我们基督徒的生活呢？
Because he ever lives making intercession for us.
因为他是长远活着为着我们祈求。
That he may save us to the uttermost.
他将来要拯救我们到底。
All our Christian life.Our daily Christian life depends upon His high priesthood.
我们做基督徒的生活，每天就是要仰望这位大祭司。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹
you find He is the royal high priest more than to each individual.
但是这位大祭司，他不是单着为着我们个人的。
He is the royal high priest ministering to the churches.
这个大祭司乃是在这里服侍教会。
We know he is the high priest.
我们知道他是大祭司。
Because by the description given.
因为神对告诉我们的这个描述。
When John saw one like the Son of Man.
当约翰看见有一位好像人子。
And you find his garment came down even to his feet.
你看他身穿那个长衣甚至一直垂到脚。
Now that is the robe of the high priest.
那个是大祭司所穿的袍子。
You know, robe or garment in the scripture represents righteousness.
你知道，在这个长衣、长袍在经文里面就代表公义。
You know, our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
我们的义呢，就好像一个破旧的衣服。
They cannot cover our nakedness.
它不能够遮掩我们的赤身。
Like the apron that Adam and Eve wore.
就好像亚当夏娃他们所穿的。
With fig leaves.
用那个无花果的叶子。
And when the wind is blowing, it's all gone.
当那个风一吹的时候，那衣服就不见了。
Now that is our righteousness.
这是我们的义。
We are like the prodigal son. When we came back, we are in rags.
当我们像那浪子一样，当我们回家的时候，我们身上是破旧的衣服。
But you remember the father.
你记得父亲。
Clothing with the best robe.
就拿最好的袍子给他穿上。
Christ.Our righteousness.
基督就是我们的义。
Christ is the righteous one.
基督是唯一的这个公义。
So you find in 1 John chapter 2, you find we have one advocate, the righteous one.Before the Father.
你就在约翰一书第二章里面，你就看到我们有一位中保在，就是基督。
He is the righteous one.
他是那义者。
He is full of righteousness.
他是充满了公义。
And then you find that there is a girdle at the breast with a golden girdle.
然后你看见呢，他胸襟束着金带。
You know, girdle usually you put around your waist.
通常这个带子呢是束在我们的腰的。
Because in the Oriental countries, they wear flowing robes.
在东方的社会里面，他们穿的这是长的衣服。
So whenever you are going to work, you have to girdle them up.
当你要起来工作的时候，你就要束上这个腰带。
And yet, strangely, you find that girdle is over his breast.
但是这个腰带呢却束在他的胸前。
And breast represents love.
这个胸就代表爱。
He loves us with a divine love.
他用神圣的爱来爱我们。
And then you find his head and hair white as white wool as snow.
你看到他的头和发都白好像羊毛。
You know, if you read Proverbs, you will find that white hair means wisdom.
你知道在箴言里面说白发就代表智慧。
Unfortunately, I have some white hair, but I'm very foolish.
虽然我们弟兄有白发，他认为他是很愚昧。
But in the scripture, white hair represents wisdom.
但在经文里面，白头发代表智慧。
He is full of righteousness.
他是充满了公义。
He is full of love.
他是充满了慈爱。
And he is full of wisdom.
他是充满了智慧。
And his eyes as a flame of fire.
他的眼目如同火焰。
In other words, he is full of light.
他是充满了光。
Full of discernment.
是很充满了那个分辨的能力。
His eyes just look at you and it look through you.
当他的眼睛看见你的时候，他就把你看穿了。
And his feet like fine brass as burning in a furnace.
他的脚好像炉中锻炼光明的铜。
Brass in the scripture represents judgment.
铜就代表审判。
What his eyes see, he will judge.
当他的眼睛所看见的，他就要审判。
What he sees in the church, he will judge it.
当他在教会里面所看见的，他会审判。
And his voice as the voice of many waters.
他的声音好像众水的声音。
It speaks of power, majestic power.
就讲到那个庄严的那个能力。
And then you find having his right hand seven stars.
在他的手中有七星。
The seven stars represents the seven angels of the churches.
这七星就代表那七个使者。
I personally feel that these are not celestial angels.
我相信呢，这一些呢不是我们所认为的那个天使。
They are terrestrial angels.
他们呢是在这个地上的这个。
Because the word angel means messengers.
因为这个天使呢就是带信的那个人。
And those who are spiritually responsible for these churches.
这里面所说的使者是指那些他们负教会属灵责任的。
And the Lord hold them in his hand.
神就把他们拿在他的手上。
In other words, he is full of support.
他是支持这一班使者。
He will support them that they may fulfill their responsibility.
神就支持这些人，让他们能够来完成他们的责任。
And out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword going forth.
在他的口中有一把两刃的利剑。
He is full of authority.
他充满了权柄。
Because when our Lord speaks, he speaks like one who has authority.
当基督说话的时候，他是带着权柄而说话。
And his countenance as the sun shines in its power.
他的面貌如同烈日放光。
It means inner beauty, full of beauty.
代表充满了美丽。
His beauty just diffused out of him.
那个光就从他的里面发散出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is our Lord Jesus in glory.
这就是我们在荣耀里面的耶稣基督。
And this is our high priest.
这是我们的大祭司。
How sympathetic he is.
他对我们是何等的怜悯。
How able he is.
他是何等的有能力。
How faithful he is.
何等的信使。
How he is able to restore us to God's original purpose.
他能够把我们恢复到神原来的目的里面。
We are not able.
我们是不能。
But he is well able.
但是他是能。
To present us blameless and perfect before God.
把我们毫无瑕疵的带到神的面前。
That God may be glorified.
让神就能够得到荣耀。
So here you find that Patmos vision.
这里就是这巴摩的意象。
The seven churches as the background.
在七个教会是一个背景。
And the Son of Man as the foreground.
而神人子呢却是在前面。
And the Lord in heaven today is ministering to his churches.
今天神在天上仍然是服侍众教会。
John was not able to minister to the seven churches anymore.
这约翰当时已经不能够服侍这些教会。
But who is taking care of them?
但谁是在照顾这些教会？
We find that our Lord, as the great high priest, he is looking after them.
我们的神，他是那个大祭司，他在照顾的教会。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
This is a vision that John saw.
这是约翰所见的意象。
And when he saw that vision,
他看到这个意象，
he fell down as one dead.
他就伏伏在地，好像死了一样。
You know the one who laid upon the breast of the Lord Jesus.
你知道他曾经是躺在耶稣的胸怀里面的。
But when he saw the Lord in glory,
当他看见在荣耀里面的主，
he fell down as one dead.
他就像死人一样的匍匐在地。
Why?
为什么？
Because he realized how weak, how sinful, how corrupt he is.
因为他就发现他自己是多么的软弱，多么的污秽，多么的有罪。
He realized how weak, how corrupted are the churches that he ministered to.
他就看见当时的教会是何等的软弱，如何的被玷污了。
In spite of the fact that he did his very best.
虽然他尽他的能力去做。
And yet, when you see the glory of the Lord.
当你看见这荣耀的主的时候。
When you see the glory of the church.
你看见这荣耀的教会的时候。
You have to fall down as one dead.
你不得不像死人一样匍匐在地。
And the Lord touched him and said, fear not.
主就抚摸他说不要害怕。
And said, I'm the first and the last.
我是首先的，也是幕后的。
I'm the living one.
我是存活的。
Once I die, but I live forever.
我曾死过，现在又活了，存活到永远。
And I hold in my hands the keys of death and Hades.
拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In other words,
换句话说，
the Lord said, you cannot, but I can.
主说，虽然你是不能，但是我能。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
When we read the book of Acts,
当我们读《使徒行传》,
especially the first few chapters,
特别是前面几章,
when the church began on this earth,
当教会在地上开始的时候,
you really see a glorious church.
你真是看到一个荣耀的教会。
You find that those who believe in the Lord Jesus,
你看见那些相信主的人,
they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵所充满。
And they persevere in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
他们就在那里遵守使徒和保罗他们的教训。
They break bread and they pray.
他们在那里擘饼他们祷告。
And when they pray, the house shook.
他们祷告的时候房子都会震动。
And they were filled with boldness to testify for the Lord.
他们里面蛮有胆量去为主做见证。
Nobody say this is mine.
没有人说这是我的。
They were completely delivered from the instinct of self-possessiveness.
他们已经被拯救出来，他们已经没有自我的观念。
And they love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They share with one another.
他们凡事都是这样的分享。
They are really one.
他们是真是一个。
What a glorious sight it was.
这是何等荣耀的景象。
But through the centuries.
但是经过许多的世纪。
We find gradually.The church begins to deteriorate.
我们看见教会就逐渐的就退化。
To our day.
一直到今天的时代。
Now what do we see?
我们所看见的是
We see God's people are divided.
我们看见神的儿女是分开来的
And God's people are scattered in pieces.
神的儿女被分散到各地的
And God's people are so spiritually poor.
神的儿女们在属灵上是何等的贫穷
We are wretched, we are naked, we are blind.
我们好像赤身，我们好像瞎眼，我们贫穷
Just like what is described in the church in Laodicea.
就好像老底嘉教会的光景
As a matter of fact, you do not need to have the eyesight of our Lord Jesus to see these things.
我们甚至不需要有基督的那个眼光来看见这些事
Even with our blinded eyes, we can see these things.
甚至我们这些已经瞎了的眼睛，我们都能够看见
How we are disappointed.
我们何等的失望
Not only disappointed at our brothers and sisters.
不但我们对我们的弟兄失望
Disappointed at what we see in the church.
我们也对我们在教会里面所见到的事失望
We are disappointed of ourselves.
我们对自己也是何等的失望
And probably, brothers and sisters, we will ask a question.
很可能我们心里面问这样的一个问题
Is there any hope?
到底有没有指望
Is there any hope for me?
到底我这个人有没有指望
That I ever will be conformed to the image of God's Son.
我能不能够有一天被磨成神儿子的形象
If ever the church will be a glorious church.
教会有没有一天能够成为荣耀的教会
Without spot or wrinkle or any of such sort.
没有瑕疵没有斑点
Will the bride of our Lord Jesus ever be ready?
神的心腹会不会有一天等齐了
The more you look at the church just today,
我们越是看今天的教会
The more you think that it is impossible
我们就更加的觉得好像是不可能的
I wonder if we have such feeling
我实在怀疑我们是不是有这样的感觉
And that's the reason why once when our dear brother Washmani was with brother Sparks
有一次我们的弟兄林弟兄他与百克弟兄在一起的时候
Brother Sparks asked him one question
那斯百克弟兄就问他一个问题
He said What is the most difficultportion of scripture to you.
他说在圣经里面哪一个经文对你是最困难的
That is to say that is more difficult to be fulfilled.
是最不容易实现的
And our brother answered is Ephesians chapter 4.
我们的弟兄说是以弗所书第四章
When we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们都能够在我们所信和我们在对基督的知识上合一
Until we become grown-up men.
一直等到我们长大成人。
Until we come into the fullness of the stature of Christ.
我们长成基督，长成的身量。
Do you ever wonder?
你是不是也这样想呢？
When will God have His glorious church?
什么时候神才能够得到他荣耀的教会？
Do you ever wonder when the bride of Christ?Will be ready.
什么时候基督的心腹才能够整齐呢
Why is it that our Lord Jesus hasn't come yet?
为什么我们的主还没有再来呢
You know, in the first century, the believers waiting for the Lord's return.
你知道吗？从第一世纪开始，信主的人就等候主的再来。
And they are not wrong.
他们并没有错。
They are right.
他们对的。
To have such an attitude.
好的，那个时候有那样的态度是对的。
But we are now at the end of the 20th century.
但是今天我们已经到了二十世纪的末了。
And the bridegroom is still being delayed.
这个新郎仍然是单言了。
Is there any bridegroom that is not anxious for his bride?
有没有任何一个新郎他不是很着急要等着新娘呢？
Usually in a wedding, you find the bridegroom was already there.
通常你参加婚礼的时候，首先看到的就是新郎在那里等候。
But the bride isn't ready yet.
但是这个新娘呢，还没有准备好。
Sometimes we think that we are waiting for your return.
很多的时候，我们觉得是我们在等候基督的再来。
But as a matter of fact, He is waiting for us.
但是实际上是基督在等候我们。
Our Lord is ever ready.
我们的主早就准备好了。
But the problem is we are not ready.
问题是我们没有准备好
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
When you think of these things
当你想到这些事情
It really make you faint
实在是让你自己里面非常的灰心
You think it is a hopeless case
你觉得这好像是没有希望的
You give up
你放弃
But here
in the book of Revelation.
但是在这里，在启示录里面。
The Lord knows exactly what the condition of the churches are.
神完全清楚教会的光景。
The Lord knows that how they fail in their responsibility.
神知道他们在他们的责任上失败了。
He knows that the testimony of Jesus suffered much in the hands of these churches.
他知道耶稣基督的见证就在这些教会的手中，受了亏损。
He knows the churches more than we know.
他比我们更认识教会。
And yet, he never gives up.
然而他却不放弃。
Our great high priest never gives up.
我们的大祭司永远不放弃。
He is still working and working and working.
他仍然不停地在那里工作。
And then you find he calls for overcomers.
然后你就看他那里在呼召那些得胜者。
He that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
他说是那些有耳的就应当听。
You know the Spirit of God is speaking.
你知道吗？神的灵在对教会说话。
Now, do we have an ear to hear what he says?
我们有没有一个耳朵能够听他的话？
If we hear him,
如果我们听见他，
and we repent,
如果我们悔改，
and we respond,
我们来回应他，
he that overcomes,
那得胜者。
In other words,
另外
so far as the general condition of the church is concerned,
我们从教会普遍的光景来看，
probably you will find it's getting worse and worse and worse.
很可能你会发现这整个情形会越过越坏。
Even in the Bible, in 2 Thessalonians, we are told that there will be a general falling away.
甚至在帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候，我们已经看见圣经告诉我们，这个情形会越过越坏。
The church as we see today will enter into apostasy.
教会在我们今天所看见的教会会要进入一个时代。
But does that mean that God has failed?
那并不是表示神是失败。
Does that mean that God will never have His glorious church?
是。那是不是表示叫神不会得到一个荣耀的教会？
That he will never has his bride.
他永远得不到一个心腹。
No.
不是的。
Because here you'll find, out of all the chaos, all the ruins,
在所有这些混乱的当中，
he is calling the overcomers.
他是对那些得胜者发出呼召。
The overcomers are those in the church.
这些得胜者乃是在教会里面的。
They are not super Christians.
他们不是一些超级的基督徒。
But they are normal Christians.
他们是一个正常的基督徒。
Christians today are subnormal and abnormal.
今天的基督徒是不正常的。
But those who respond to Christ.
那些回应基督呼召的。
When Christ revealed himself.To us.
当基督把他自己启示给我们，
We respond to his revelation.
我们就对他的启示有所回应。
When he say I'm the first,
当他说我是首先的，
We respond and say you are the first.
我们就回应说你是首先的。
It is true in the past you are not the first.
我们在过去的时候我们不是首先的。
We are the first.
我们是首先的。
You may not even be the second.
神甚至不是第二。
But if we repent,
如果我们悔改，
and we say, Lord, you are the first,
我们就说主啊，你是首先的。
When he reveals himself as the last,
当主告诉我们他是末后的，
we say, Lord, you are the last,
我们就说主你是末后的。
You have the last word,
你有最后说话的权利。
And you have all the glory,
你有所有的荣耀。
If he says to us, I'm the living one,
他说我是存活的，
we say, Lord, you are my life,
你就说主啊，你是我的生命。
I live, but no longer I.
我虽然活，但不是我自己活着。
It is Christ who lives in me.
是基督在我里面活着。
Yes, you have died.
是的，你曾死过。
And I died with you.
我与你一同死了。
I'm crucified with Christ.
我与基督同定十字架。
No longer live I.
现在不是我活。
But you say I live forever.
但是你基督活到永远。
It is you who lives in me forever.
是你在我里面活到永远。
I live by faith.
我靠信心而活。
Not my faith.
不是我的信。
It's your faith.
是你的信。
The faith of the Son of God.
是神儿子的信。
Who loves me and gave himself for me.
他为爱我，为我舍己。
Yes, it is true.
是，那是真实的。
I was often defeated.
我常常失败。
I was often overwhelmed.
我常常灰心。
But you have the keys of death and hate.
但是你有死亡和阴间的钥匙。
You are able.To deliver me.
你能够拯救我。
You are able to make me an overcomer.
你能够让我成为一个得胜者。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
it is by His grace.
是靠着他的恩典。
Not by ourselves.
不是靠着我们。
We are no better than any other body.
我们不比任何一个人好。
We are as weak as any others.
我们与任何一个人相同的软弱。
Maybe even weaker.
我们可能更加的软弱。
But when we are weak, we are strong.
但是当我们软弱的时候，就是我们刚强。
Because He said, my grace is sufficient.
因为他说他的恩典是够我们使用。
If we depend upon our great high priest,
如果我们靠着我们的大祭司,
then let him support us.
让他支持我们。
Let him come to our help.
让他来帮助我们。
We depend on him.
我们来依靠他。
And we repent and we respond.
我们在他的面前悔改。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
in the overcome.
在这些得胜者的当中
He will have his bride ready.
他就会得到他的心腹
Because the overcomers of the church are the first fruits.
因为教会当中的得胜者是出手的果子
You know, when you plan a field,
当你在那里种地的时候
Always there will be in a small part of that fieldThe wheat is ripe earlier.
在那个整个麦田里面，总是会有一些麦穗是首先成熟的。
They seem to receive more light.
他们好像得到更多的日光。
Because they are dried first.
他们首先就干燥了。
And when you have the first fruits,
当你有那些出熟的果子
，usually the first fruit is to be cut first.
你就首先把它们收割了。
And according to the Old Testament time,
按照旧约的时代
，the first fruit will be presented to God in the tabernacle.
而这出熟的就要被献在会幕的里面给神。
Now, whenever you have the first fruit,
当你有了这个出熟的果子
，the first fruit guarantee the harvest.
而这个出熟的果子就能够保证有丰收。
It means that if you have the first fruit, it means one day there will be a harvest.
如果我们能够有出熟的果子，我们就能够相信有一天我们会得到一个丰收。
So the overcomers, they represent the church.
所以这个得胜者，他们就代表教会。
What God has done in the overcomers guarantee that one day the same thing will be done to the whole church.
神在得胜者身上所做的，就让我们有一个信心，有一天神会做同样的事在整个教会身上。
We know the ministry of John is the ministry of recovery.
我们知道约翰的执事是一个恢复的执事。
Here you'll find the church will be recovered to be the golden lampstand.
在这里我们看见教会有一天会被神恢复到那个金灯台的光景。
When the light of Christ.I shine bright and light.
基督的光就能够在那里彰显出来。
Thank God, He will get what He has purposed even before the foundation of the world.
我们感谢主，神会得到他在创世以前他心里面所要得到的。
But today,
但是今天
we need to be faithful.
我们需要向神。
We need to be faithful to the vision that God has given us.
我们需要向我们所得到的这个意象来忠心。
We should not be contented with our present conditions.
我们不能够为我们现在的光景而满足。
We shall press on towards the goal.
我们要努力往前向着标杆直跑。
Be what He wants us to be.
我们要做他要我们所做的。
We are unable.
我们不能
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神凡事都能
It is grace, all of grace.
是恩上加恩
Just like Paul said, I'm what I am by the grace of God.
他说我是在神的恩典里面造成的
Let us boast in our Lord Jesus.
让我们在基督里面夸口
That He is the victor.
他是得胜者
Shall we pray?
我们祷告
Dear Lord, how we praise and thank Thee.
主，我们怎么样感谢赞美你？
That Thou dost never give us up.
你永远不放弃我们。
Thou dost never give Thy church up.
你从来不放弃教会。
How we praise and thank Thee, no matter how we are.
不论我们的光景如何。
Thou able to bring us to where we ought to be.
你能够把我们带到我们要去的地方。
Thou will have Thy glorious church.
你将要得到你荣耀的教会。
Thou will have Thy bride.
你会得到新妇。
And the glory of the Lord shall fill this earth.
荣耀的主要充满这个地上。
We worship thee.
我们敬拜你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.